Welcome to the Lioness Queen podcast, where our motto is all about living residue free, not allowing the residue from a negative event in your life hinder you from moving forward where God is leading and directing you. Your host, Reverend Dr. Marisha, founder, speaker, author, divorce coach, and licensed minister, provides motivating messages that will help encourage and empower women to live their best life beyond their past and recognize the worth of their crown. Now, let's jump into your weekly dose of letting go of the past and living totally residue-free. Here's your host, Reverend Dr. Marisha. Welcome back. Welcome back, my Lioness Queens. Today is October the 19th, the third Thursday in the month of October. Happy October. Happy Thursday. Happy fall. Yes, we have officially hit fall. It is brisk, cool. Leaves are changing colors. I mean, you can just sense it in the air. We are transitioning into a new season. Are you ready? I'm not really ready. But I can say I do love wearing sweaters. I have boots that I love. I have a few coats that I like, but I must admit I'm a summer baby. That's my favorite season. But, you know, I guess that is how life is, right? There are seasons we like, seasons that we can deal with, and seasons that we don't like. And fall is one I can manage, right? Winter is something I really don't like. I hate the cold. But everything God created is for a reason and a season. Amen. Again, thank you so much for all of your support of the Lioness Queen podcast. I cannot thank you enough. Again, if you did not hear the exciting, exciting news I shared with my followers last week, on December the 9th, I will be launching my first book. And I am so excited. It is called Resuscitate the Heart. A 12-week workbook to heal the trauma within. I'm just excited. So mark your calendars. We'll have pre-sales. I'll have promotions going on my website. But I truly believe, you know, when God wants to launch something, when he wants us to launch out into the deep, the enemy doesn't want it to manifest. And he tried every distraction, right? He brought in my life to distract me, to stop me. But I truly believe that this book, you know, lives will be changed. People will be healed and set free. Amen. And you know, when the enemy knows what's about to happen, right? He's going to throw everything in the kitchen sink at you. But God is saying, God's season is now. Say that to yourself. God's season is now. If you want to hear more what's happening new in the ministry, you can visit us at www.iamthelionessqueen.com. Well, all right, we're still in the month of October, and we've been talking about launching out into the deep. This week's episode is called God's Season is Now. That's right. God's season is now. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Welcome back, my Lioness Queens. Today is October the 19th, the third Thursday in the month of October. Happy October. Happy Thursday. Happy fall. Yes, we have officially hit fall. It is brisk, cool. Leaves are changing colors. I mean, you can just sense it in the air. We are transitioning into a new season. Are you ready? I'm not really ready. But I can say I do love wearing sweaters. I have boots that I love. I have a few coats that I like, but I must admit I'm a summer baby. That's my favorite season. But, you know, I guess that is how life is, right? There are seasons we like, seasons that we can deal with, and seasons that we don't like. And fall is one I can manage, right? Winter is something I really don't like. I hate the cold. But everything God created is for a reason and a season. Amen. Again, thank you so much for all of your support of the Lioness Queen podcast. I cannot thank you enough. Again, if you did not hear the exciting news I shared with my followers last week, on December the 9th, I will be launching my first book, and I am so excited. It is called Resuscitate the Heart, a 12-week workbook to heal the trauma within. I'm just excited. So mark your calendars. We'll have pre-sales. I'll have promotions going on my website. But I truly believe, you know, when God wants to launch something, when he wants us to launch out into the deep, the enemy doesn't want it to manifest. And he tried every distraction, right? He brought in my life to distract me, to stop me. But I truly believe that this book, you know, lives will be changed. People will be healed and set free. Amen. And you know, when the enemy knows what's about to happen, right, he's going to throw everything in the kitchen sink at you. But God is saying, God's season is now. Say that to yourself. God's season is now. If you want to hear more what's happening new in the ministry, you can visit us at www.IamTheLionessQueen.com. Well, all right, we're still in the month of October, and we've been talking about launching out into the deep. This week's episode is called God's Season is Now. That's right. God's season is now. We'll be right back.
Do you love music and always wanted to learn how to play an instrument or sing? Check out Waldorf Music Academy, which is Southern Maryland's best music school, teaching students from ages 4 to adult. Whatever instrument you or your child wish to play, odds are they teach it. Piano, electric and acoustic guitar, drums, bass and voice, and a host of others. For more information, visit www.waldorfmusicacademy.com.
Well, before we get started, you know how we love doing it on this podcast. We love starting out with a quote or a poem to get our episode started. We love supporting other poets' creativity, and we are so honored to do so today. So I found a short poem by Shalom Friedman, and it says, "Blessing is here now. Blessing is everywhere. Being alive is a blessing now. Being able to walk is a blessing now. There's so much to be grateful for. I do not know where to begin. To thank you, of course, but so many people who've helped me in my life, blessing, goodness, kindness, help. Thank God." Short poem, but very powerful, right? And so God's season is now, and your blessing is now, and miracles are now. And I can go on, but you have to believe that now is the time for the shift in your life. Now is the time that God is ready to move in your life. But the moment, the movement, you know, sometimes may not really look like you think or even like, right? Because God moves in an outside of the box way that is really not normal to man, but normal to him. And God is launching all of us out into the deep, but launching out may not look the way you want it to look. Oftentimes, launching out is not always comfortable. You know, God is always trying to push us to be better. Push us to grow, push us to move forward, push us to where we have never gone before. God wants to unleash miracle signs and wonders now, but there is something you are waiting on before you launch out. And that's something that we do. We wait, like we wait to see the money before we wait until God opens this door before we even try to open it. God wants to unleash something that you've never done before in your life, but it requires you to believe that God will give you the strength to jump in. Amen. And so when I was thinking about what to talk about this week, it reminded me about the man of the pool at Bethesda. You know, a man, he was paralyzed and waited at this pool, right? He was paralyzed for 38 years. He waited at this pool, right, for a chance to be healed. And the pool of Bethesda in Jerusalem was, you know, where sick people gathered in hopes of being cured of their illness. You know, and some manuscripts say in John 5, there was an extra line that says people waited for the moving of the water. And from time to time, an angel of the Lord would come down and stir up the waters, right? And the first one in the pool, after the moving, after the disturbance, would be cured from whatever disease that they had. And so we don't really actually know if the water was cold, if the water was warm, right? But we do know it was a healing sight. There were no indications there that there was something more to this pool other than just providing good water, you know. And when Jesus asked this paralyzed man if he wanted to be healed, he had some comments, right? And the comments really, what he said, were really excuses, you know. You know, he says, "I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. While I'm trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me." And so this implies that at times the pool's water, you know, there is movement in the water, and people had some idea that whoever got in first would be healed. And, you know, back in those times, water was an important part of early medicine and also important to the Jewish law, which put a lot of emphasis on being clean versus unclean. And so Deuteronomy, Numbers, and Leviticus include various instructions about cleaning oneself to get rid of diseases, removing defilement after touching, you know, maybe a dead carcass, or for women, you know, us as women, being cleansed after our menstrual cycle, you know. And so even before baptism, made, you know, water was a symbol of a rebirth. And so it associated with healing and being closer to God. But in this particular story with the man, you know, it's notable because it provides an avenue for healing. Yet, why didn't he try to take advantage of receiving his healing? He was paralyzed. And when Jesus learned this, he asked the man if he wanted to be well. And I'm pretty sure he wasn't the only man standing around the pool, but Jesus saw that man. Don't get me started, but Jesus saw that man, just like Jesus sees you. Okay, I don't want to get stuck there, but I'm telling you what, Jesus sees you and Jesus sees me. Whew, there's hope today. Because Jesus sees you. But he knows, even before you tell him, he knows you're staying in shallow waters. He knows you're not trusting to launch out. He knows you're scared to jump, to take that jump. And so the man, you know, as I stated before, the man replied, "I have no one to put me in," right? And all these people, they got in first. You know, granted the fact that we're not really sure how much of this man's body was paralyzed, right? Could he move his arms? Could he crawl? You know, it's hard to imagine. Really, I have to say this. It's hard to imagine that over those years that he stayed by that pool, no one would help him. He couldn't find someone to help him to jump in that pool. You know, in light of that, it's possible that the man, I would say, he adopted what I call a learned helplessness mindset. And in context, the pool of Bethesda, you know, can be seen as an opportunity for healing. But if it isn't taken, it's not an opportunity. And so sometimes the problem is that God has provided the opportunity we need, but we haven't taken it. We aren't fully aware of it, or sure about taking advantage of it. And why is that? fear, our unbelief. You know, it can be more tempting to accept our situation as it is, missing out on what God's providing, because provision was already made. But when we operate from a helplessness mindset, we have a I can't attitude. We have, that's not for me type of attitude. We have, I'm not the right person, or I don't have the money, or I don't have enough education attitude. We take on an attitude believing it's not for us. Although other people were getting in the pool. See, that's the piece I think we miss. Ooh, it doesn't mean it cannot happen. It just means that you're not taking the opportunity to jump in, to launch out into the deep. Many of us are stuck in the shallow water. See, we talked about that last week. Staying in that shallow water is not going to get you to where God is leading you. And God wants you to stop having a helplessness mindset and to believe that He is able. So I want to discuss some lessons that we all can learn from this man at the pool of Bethesda so that we can launch out into the deep and be everything God has destined for us to be. Right? And so we need to take a quick break. I was about to ready to jump in, but we got to take a quick break and hear from our sponsor, and we'll be right back.